Ladies and gentlemen, dear students, members of the town council, I'm very pleased that I can meet a delegation of students from Cebu. It's important that the youth maintain friendly relations all over the world. I wish you a very warm welcome here in our city hall, and especially here in our town council room. First, I will tell you something about this room and about our beautiful Haarlemmermeer. Let me point out a few special features of this room. You see over there the bust of our head of state, Her Majesty Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. We will celebrate her birthday on Monday next week. Some of you told me about it. Yes, you'll be here at Queen's anniversary. And then you will have the opportunity to learn what it is to be at the traditional Dutch Koninginnedag, Queen's Day. Queen Beatrix is our head of state since 1980. Every council room in the Netherlands features an image, generally a statue, a painting, or a picture of our present head of state. Next, I would like to point out, and you'll be surprised, the beautifully colored blue floor. As you know, you came up the stairs entering this room on the first floor. Well, the blue color symbolizes the sea level. Yes, it's sea level. Without dikes or dunes protecting our country, seawater would be at exact the level of this blue floor. The yellow color of the floor of the public gallery symbolizes grain. The growing of grain was the agricultural activity with which economic activity in our community started. This year, 2012, it is exactly 160 years ago that the former Lake Haarlem became the polder Haarlemmermeer. In 1852, the water became land with very fertile soil. Lake Haarlem was a huge lake between the cities of Amsterdam, Haarlem, and Leiden. The menacing water of the lake threatened these cities, and therefore it was decided to turn it into one large polder. And to conclude this tour of symbolism, look at the carvings in the woodwork at the glass doors. These carvings are representations of human activity in our community after the water became land. And as you can see later, these are very diverse activities, such as, of course, agriculture, but also ships, trains and planes, and windmills, horses and pumping stations. Haarlemmermeer, where we now live and work, and where, with some sort of irony of history, instead of the vessels that once cruised here, it was decided to build here one of the largest European airports, Amsterdam Airport Schiphol, the international gateway to Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, dear students, Haarlemmermeer, here in the heart of Holland, is a very important economic part of our country. With 145,000 inhabitants in 26 towns and villages, and with 115,000 jobs, of which more than 60,000 on the airport. A very exciting and diverse community where our inhabitants can live, work and relax in a nice way. This week you can see quite a lot of all of this. I hope that you learn much about our beautiful Haarlemmermeer and the Netherlands in general, and about our political and social system, so that your exchange program, My Cebu, will be a successful one. This exchange between students from Cebu and Haarlemmermeer will promote the knowledge about each other and each other's culture and customs. Today you start with democracy and politics. Therefore, I would like now to introduce to you Mrs. Mieke Boy, the vice chairman of our town council. She will speak to you and with you about democracy in the Netherlands and in our local community. Thank you very much for your attention.
Mayor Weterings has to leave to bring his chain into a chamber. We would like to make a picture first. So you have a picture of him and his beautiful chain. So if you would be so nice to come over here. The chain symbolizes his position, so please, his important position in our community. I will tell you about it later. Ja, komen jullie ook maar hoor, jongens. Tuurlijk, en de raadsleden, ik bedoel, we zijn er allemaal. Misschien, ja. Ja. Moet je eigenlijk wel even, wou ik net zeggen, je jas. Mayor Weterings will be back in a few minutes, so you can speak to him if you want to later on. Thank you for your speech, Mayor Weterings. Oh, that's difficult. Mayor Weterings, yeah. Also on my behalf and on behalf of my colleagues here in the room, I would like to welcome you students from Cebu City in the Council Chamber of Haarlem en Meer. That's me. Ooh. Imagine us all seeing ourselves every Thursday evening on this screen. We always are afraid of ourselves. You can imagine that. It's an honor to have you here. My name is Mieke Boy. I am one of the 39 local councillors of the Municipal Council of Haarlem en Meer. I was asked to talk to you about the local council and the political organization of Haarlem en Meer. I will do that briefly, of course, because you have another program, I know, and we can't stay here forever. We would like to, but we can't. This is the place where we, as local council, hold our meetings every 2 weeks. It's a beautiful room. There is room enough for 39 people and for guests. Well, what in a short way does define politics in the Netherlands? Politics is the fastest way to piss off anybody and make enemies. It's not mine. Yeah. The political organization of the Netherlands has basically three levels. Nationally, the government in The Hague. Regionally, the 12 so-called provinces, like our provincie Noord-Holland, with important cities like Haarlem, Alkmaar, and of course, Amsterdam. And on the third level, locally, the 415 communities that exist throughout the Netherlands. Haarlem en Meer is number 17 of these cities and towns, of which, again, Amsterdam, of course, is the number one. Haarlem en Meer's local council has 39 councillors, I already told you that. Councillors are elected every 4 years in free elections by all inhabitants of 18 years and older. The latest local elections took place 2 years ago. At present, our councillors represent 11 political parties. Six of these parties are nationally organized, with national representation in the Hague Parliament, and five of them are local parties. Yeah. The council is like the local parliament. The council is the political representation of the people of Haarlemmermeer. The council decides on the general policy of the community, and the council elects and controls the local government, the five aldermen who make proposals with their staff and carry out the decisions of the council. Like the cabinet ministers in The Hague, the aldermen do not vote in the council meetings. They are seated on this bench in the council chamber. And you can see them on the picture that's over here. The mayor has a special position. He's the chairman of the local council, and at the same time, he's the chairman of the local government. And as we speak, he enters the room. The mayor does not vote in council meetings, but he does have a vote in the meeting of the aldermen. The mayor is appointed by the queen after a nomination by the local council. One of the reasons for this special way of appointment is that the mayor has several special and important responsibilities. He is the caretaker of democratic procedures. He is also responsible for important affairs as public order and security. Of course, his actions are also controlled democratically in this chamber by the local council. In most Dutch local councils, political differences do not lead to immobility or indecision. Most of the time, local and public interests bring all parties together in making a common decision. And as we always say, we agree to disagree. And as I said earlier, politics is an excellent way to piss off other people and make enemies. The local council is supported by the Raadsgriffie, the registry. It organizes council meetings, sees to procedures, and supervises documents from the council and advises, when asked, the members of the local council. Our secretariat's slogan is support the local council and local democracy. Together, council and secretariat, besides their daily work for political representation in this town, they also try to stimulate knowledge of our democracy and of local politics. Our meetings are public, and people can attend the meetings from the public gallery. They are broadcasted live on the internet and local television. Dit moment ook toch? And on this moment, everyone can watch us through the internet. So if you're home, you can look it up and see everything which has happened here. So don't do anything silly, because everyone at home will watch it, okay? As I said, we have an active free press that writes a lot about what happens in this chamber. In Haarlemmermeer, we are in the lucky position of having one daily and no less than three weekly newspapers that cover events in this house. Well, thank you for your attention. I wish your stay here in Haarlemmermeer will be a happy one, and I hope that you learn a lot to take back to your city. But of course, we would like to learn from you as well. So please ask us questions and enlighten us with your remarks. You can ask them here. We would be very happy to answer the questions. Maybe you can be our chairman. Who wants to ask us something? Don't be shy. As I said earlier, we don't bite. We're very nice people. No? Okay. You can push the little button and then, yeah, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Jed from the Young Minds on Explore 3 and from the Philippines. I would just like to ask if the time that you make your sessions, do you also make journals? journals. Like,
yeah, I know what yes. journal. Yeah, okay. But how do you mean we? Yeah,
written documents.
Yeah, everything yes. we do is documents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank yeah. you.
Hello, madam. Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Faith, and again, I'm from the Young Minds on Explore. The city of Harlem-Ümeyr, as we all know, is also in partnership with the city of Cebu. As of the currently, what are the projects we're in? There are, what are the projects ongoing between the city of Cebu and the city of Harlem-Ümeyr? If there are.
There are, but yes. I'm not the one who can answer that question. The gentleman over there? Yeah, okay.
I can answer that question. My name is Jan Willem. I'm the president of VHC. In Harlem-Ümeyr, we have a union who is representing the sister bond between the two cities. And in Cebu City, we have a Wonderland Learning Center. It's a little school in Tisa. The children of 3 or 4 years are going to that school, about 50 children, and they have to learn English before they can go to primary school. That's one of our projects. We did a water project in Tisa. We built every year 5 houses in Cebu City. If you should know, Nanda could tell you about that. Youngsters of Harlem-Ümeyr are going in summer holiday to Cebu City, and last year we built several houses in the Badjao. You know the Bajau?
Yes.
Okay. And we have contact with students of Barili. We have project here in Harlem-Ümeyr, Rijsenhout. Every half year there are 6 or 8 students coming to Holland, and they go to do agriculture and to learn about agriculture here for half a year. And during that year, they learn a lot about how they treat flowers and so on. And they also learn to swim here in Harlem-Ümeyr during that half year. That's a very important project. And we have an agreement with the students when they get their diploma, the A, and the diploma B, they get glasses for swimming. And they always get 2 pairs, 1 glasses for themselves and 1 pair of glasses to teach somebody in Cebu City to swim. So we make a project a little bit bigger, so 8 students learn to swim in Holland, and then they have the duty to learn several persons in Cebu City to swim. And one of the students say to me, I learned my mother to swim. So that was his project. And we have also contact with Forge. I don't know if you know Forge in Cebu City. Okay, well, that's the main project we do on this moment.
Thank you very much. So you can't swim? None of you can't swim. Okay, that's a big surprise. In Holland, we learn to swim even before we learn to walk, because we have so much water surrounding us. Okay, next question. Maybe we can teach you how to swim if we come over to Cebu. That would be a nice project. The city council is teaching everybody to swim in Cebu City. Okay, you can organize it. Yes, please.
Hello, my name is Julia. And can I ask about the current state of your urban development, like your plans, the council?
The plans
The current state of your
urban development, yes. Yeah. And maybe
what are your plans?
The mayor will answer this question.
I will tell you something about it. We have different plans now for new houses. There was this big plan, another new plan for 10,000 new houses in the western part of our community. So there could be a possibility for more than 25,000 people to live there. But it was cancelled because of some large infrastructural work of the central government, an electricity project. Now we are looking for some smaller plans to build new houses. What's very important is nowadays is the economic development because of the worldwide economic crisis. We can say that in Harlem-Ümeyr, the economic situation is compared with other parts of the Netherlands and Western Europe, it's good. It's of course, because of the position of Schiphol, there was some decline of the employment, but the last figures of this year, they show that there is a new growing of the figures of employment in the Schiphol area. There are still large opportunities for new firms to have a position in our region. I think many cities in the Netherlands, they envy us because we have still the opportunity to give to sell grounds for new firms, and they are used. When you go around the place here, when you go to the place of the railway station in Hoofddorp, you can see new buildings of new firms who have chosen for Haarlemmermeer, for Hoofddorp, as their place to be. And we are proud of them. And our people are proud, and they can get a job there. So our plans, they are successful. But of course, we have also the problem of the economic crisis. That's in general what I can tell about it. Something more about infrastructure. The planning of new roads is very important for our local government. We have this large plan for a new central road around Batuverdorp, which is one of our villages in the north of Haarlemmermeer. And we have a big plan for a new road across Haarlemmermeer, south of Hoofddorp. So plans, we have enough. Money, it's sometimes a problem.
Thank you. Thank you. This answers your question. Thank you very much. Someone?
Oh. hello, my name is Danica, and I would like to ask, what is the vision of Haarlemmermeer in the future?
The mission of
Haarlemmermeer. Or how does Haarlemmermeer envision itself in the future?
How does Haarlemmermeer envision itself in the future? Which one of you councillors would like to answer this question, which is quite a difficult question? Yeah?
I'll try. What the Haarlemmermeer wants is that we can build enough houses so that our youngsters can still live in the Haarlemmermeer if they want. We want to develop more business so that people living in the Haarlemmermeer will still have enough jobs. And next to that, we like to make sure that the Haarlemmermeer now is also very green. We have still a lot of the old polder, the old agriculture here in the Haarlemmermeer. So we would like to keep the Haarlemmermeer open and a little bit like it used to be in the old days at the same time. So it's shuffling with space, but these are the three things that are very important. Make sure you have enough business, so you have enough jobs, that's good for the economics. Make sure you have enough, you build enough houses so that your own people can still live here and keep a little bit of your old agriculture surroundings still here in the Haarlemmermeer. So that's a little bit about our vision.
Follow-up question. How do you plan to, what are your strategies to mobilize the people to live up to your vision?
Well, we have people enough here to live up this vision because, maybe you can answer this question. What do we do? No, Marijke? No? Else?
Well, we try to make sure that people who live here are having the right education. We make sure that the people here do have enough provisions so they will still like it here. So that means not only jobs, but it means we should have enough places for sport activities, culture, dancing, theater, movie, leisure, and make sure that there is enough space. So that's how we try to keep our people happy.
She means that there's space enough to do all these things because we can't become bigger. As you already have seen, I hope, there's water surrounding our grounds, so we can't become bigger. So we have to do it with the space we have now. If you don't mind, I would like to give this gentleman the opportunity to ask a question.
Good afternoon. My name is Sean, and I would just like to ask on how is the city of Harlemmermeer like affected by the resignation of your prime minister just recently, or was it? Are you, were you even affected?
Very good question. Yeah.
Thank you.
The city of Harlemmermeer. Okay.
Well, it isn't affected directly. I think that our democracy is strong, and it doesn't depend on one crisis in the political situation in The Hague, our seat of the government, for the future of our cities. Of course, it's important for the Netherlands to have a stable government soon, and there will be new elections in September. And last week, Parliament discussed the situation, and it was a special day because yesterday five parties came to an agreement for this important European rules of good economic policy and for monetary planning. And they agreed on a plan, so there is a possibility this summer to have a good planning of good plans against the economic crisis. This must be accorded also by Brussels. And in September we have elections, and then there will be a new government. And it doesn't affect us directly, but it's important that there will be a good policy against the economic crisis.
In a way, it does affect us because they, in the last half year, they came with new measurements. Yeah, measurement. Yeah, it's the right word, especially in the social security area. And now it's not sure if all these measurements will come through. So we were planning on making a decision yesterday night about new measurements, but now it's all uncertain. So. But we have to wait, and 12 September is not so far away. And we hope we, in my case, I hope we have a totally new government. Because we were not in this government. Sorry. Politics in the in a political area. Thank you very much. okay.
Yes, good afternoon to each and everyone. My name is Martin. I would just like to ask if the cities of Harlemmermeer and Cebu, if there are any tie-ups pertaining to urban development projects or plans?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I see someone shaking his head. No, no tie-ups. No, no. Are there any plans concerning urban? No, no. So I think you are the youth, is the future. So you are the ones who can make new plans. Oh, that's a very good answer.
May I ask the involvement of the youth in terms of the decisions made in the government, or are there youth groups here?
Thank you. Most of the political parties, the ones who are nationally in the parliament, have their own youth departments. They usually have their own opinion about all the ideas, and they are more than welcome to tell us how we should do it. Not that we always listen, but they are more than welcome. No, that's just a joke. But there are political departments, youth departments in all political parties. So, yeah.
There are also some youth councils in some of our villages, yeah. And they concern about the local issues, and we are proud that they are there and that they advise us.
Yeah.
She already asked my question.
Thank you. No, the gentleman behind you,
sorry.
And then you. Okay, you can't see.
Okay, so good afternoon. I'm Carl from YMX3 from Cebu, Philippines. I would like to address this question to the mayor and to some members of the council who were in Cebu. Like, in your observation, what social-political issue should you consider be a priority that you saw in or you observed in Cebu.
What should be a priority? Else?
Yes, yeah, that should be addressed or should be considered a priority.
The mayor will start.
Well, I think two subjects. One of the subjects, it's related to urban planning, but it isn't too large. We like to go further with our examining the possibilities to help you with housing. I'm a big fan of our plans with the youth who are building houses in Cebu. And we have our project we call Vijfhuizen. It's also the name of one of our villages in Haarlemmermeer, Vijfhuizen, and five houses built by the youth of Haarlemmermeer in Cebu. Maybe in future there are bigger opportunities to do something like that. That's one of my goals. Another important subject, and I know Mayor Rama is of the same opinion, is how we can help with safety and with the safety policy. We have our ERUF project, helping you with the fire department and with ambulances, but it's important to look at the risks of the community here and our experience and the risk you have in Cebu. That's a part which we can learn from each other, and we are planning to have also, visits with our safety department, which is regional and which is larger than Haarlemmermeer. It's of the same scale as you have in Cebu.
Thank you. Else?
Well, next to that, it was already mentioned that we have a few water projects, that we take care of some of the people that can't do it themselves to make sure that their children are going to school. So it's also taking care of some of your people who can't do it themselves, make sure that they have the right circumstances to live, clean water, food, houses, and education. I think that's one of the most important points.
Thank you very much.
I think a part of my question was already answered, so I'll try to rephrase my question. What are the potentials that you see in Cebu that we could possibly develop in the future? Thank you.
Potentials.
Well, I think the potentials are the youth here and you, the youth in Haarlemmermeer. It's very important that the youth take the opportunity to build further our relation. And I hope that, as an example, the project from agriculture, the Barili project, that will have a future which is competing with your expectations. And I'm anxious to hear from you what you think as the important projects for the future.
Yes, let's rephrase the question. What do you want? What's an important question that you see? An important subject, sorry, no question, subject.
As a potential for Cebu, we are sent here. Before we were sent here, there was an orientation about Mega Cebu. It's still a concept that is being developed by Rafi, and it's about unifying Cebu and creating strategic plans and sharing one vision for the future. Cebu is not really well planned, and we would like to explore on spatial planning and creating a good plan for Cebu, creating blueprints for the future. And I'd like to know how you come up with good development and strategic plans with regards to infrastructures and road and traffic.
Mm-hmm. Well, That's a question which can't be answered in 2 seconds, of course, but you want to learn how we do it, how we make the plans, and for our city, so you can learn for Cebu.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I understand. And is there anything else we could do for you? Yeah? Please?
Just to expound more on what Jam was saying, because right now Metro Cebu comprises 5 cities and some municipalities, and there is now this problem with regards to with urbanization. It leads to overpopulation, it leads to shortage of housing, and unfortunately there has not been a master plan that was created for Cebu. So now there are some visionaries who are saying that, hey, it's now the time for us to do a planning method before this progress leads to, you know, bigger problems in the future, especially with urbanization. So we are hoping that our city leaders will come up with a measure or a plan that would address these problems. Sure. So I guess we also hope that the our city officials will also have the same vision as some of those who are, you know, visionaries of the our city have.
And are you seeking help in like that? So, would you like us to exchange our planners?
Yes. Or like, for example, with regards to your city, the position of your city is below sea level.
Yeah.
So that measure in itself is very, how to say it? You know, your vision, like before, to overcome the area of, let's say, the how do you address the issue of, how do you address that issue?
Yeah.
So that in itself is, it just shows that you already had this
vision.
Vision. So, and of course, like urbanization with it, you have a lot of immigrants coming in.
Yeah,
especially with the construction of the Schiphol Airport and other establishments. So I'm sure you've also come up with measures on how to address these issues. So we also hope that you can also give and impart some of what your plans are, so that our city officials can also.
That's one of the reasons why we would love to have built that big new area with the 10,000 houses Mayor Weterings was talking about. Because there are more people working here than living here. Lots more people working here than living here. And they crowd our streets, and we have a lot of traffic jams every morning. You can't go out and you can't come in. So that's the reason why we still need to build new houses. But because of the economic crisis and because of some other issues, which the mayor also referred to, it's almost impossible to build big projects at the moment. So now we have changed our view of building to smaller projects in the already existed areas. We exchange space for space, as we call it. So we have areas where there are big agriculture schuren, kassen, barns. Sorry, she's a translator, so that's why I'm looking at her, because that's not they're not the words I used to use regularly. So we transfer barns to new houses. So the barns, do you know what I mean? So we trade place for place, places for places. So ruimte voor ruimte, room for room. I don't know how I know room for room, space for space. That's the best thing to describe. So we changed our view to the smaller parts. But you are right, we already had a vision of how to build our cities, and that's what we are doing now. And I think we are more than welcome, and we would love to share our views with you and our visions. So,
maybe you have a very busy schedule this week, I've seen, but it's a very interesting topic you're mentioning. And this year, the City Council of Haarlemmermeer is also discussing our urban planning until the year of 2030. We call it Struktuurschets. I don't know the English name for it, but it's our urban plan and our vision of urban planning until the year of 2030. And maybe, but I'm looking to Mrs. Peck, if there is the opportunity for you
to have a presentation on that subject with one of our civil servants this week. It's very interesting because you can see how we are planning and what we see, what is our spatial vision until the year of 2030. Then we are talking about the new roads, about how to use the agriculture landscape, how we can plan new parks, what we are doing with the growing of our population. Is there enough space for new firms to come to Haarlemmermeer? Maybe it's possible to look into the program, but I understand it's a very important issue for you.
If not possible, maybe when we come to visit you at the end of the year, maybe we can bring someone and have the presentation at your school, maybe. That would be nice, so we can ask you all the questions. Any questions left? Oh, so many questions. Just wait. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. During your urban planning meeting, who are usually the people who sit down aside from the officials? Do you have like city engineers and architects to sit down? Yep. And how are these architects chosen to represent, to be part of the planning?
Well, most of them work here, and we ask them to make the plans, but we also speak with the inhabitants of the area. They have a big part in how we develop the plans. It's a democratic value we have that people can talk about all the plans we have. And they can not only before we make the plans, but also after we have made them, they have the right to tell what they want, what they think about the plans. And if they agree, that's okay. But if they don't agree, they can also tell us. And we can change the plans if we find it necessary. As the 39 councillors, we have the last saying in this. We can change plans if we want to. So that's the most of them work for us.
Good afternoon. I'm Johanna Loren, and I would just like to ask how you maintain the discipline of the people here in Haarlemmermeer, because I noticed that your streets are clean, you don't have traffic enforcers on your roads, and you don't even have a guard here in your city hall.
We do have guards here, but you don't see them.
Yeah,
reading the front door. You were safe people, so we didn't need to have 20 guards. You were all right. Well, it's funny you say it's clean, and because we don't think it's clean enough. So that's no. We have a program. It's called Clean, Safe, and Schoon, Heel, en Veilig. And
safe.
Clean, Safe, and the third one is Schoon, Heel, en Veilig. Complete. So everything which is broken or destroyed by youth, we do have youths who like to destroy things. Dutch people sometimes, not always, but we do have them. And we try to replace it as fast as possible, as soon as possible. We try to maintain a clean policy outside. We have a city, Meerlanden. You've been by the Meerlanden. Yeah, well, they clean our streets and they take care of our garbage. And safe, we do have police officers. We also have several other people who take care of safety in our streets. But we think it still can be much, much better. Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, I am Arj. So given that there has been an ongoing development planning in your locality, so how can the youth directly participate in the planning process, or in what avenues or ways can the youth lobby their own interest with regards to such planning?
It depends on the subject. On a small scale, when there is a building, especially for the youth is actively encouraged to think about how it should look, what activities should be held there, and if possible, run the building themselves. On a bigger scale, they can, of course, come with views about it. Last year we had some of the youth skating outside here, talking in to the council, sharing their concern about the possibility of removing the skate area there. So they have the possibility to talk directly to us. They have the possibility to talk to the people who maintain the smaller parts of the community. And of course, yeah, they can talk to the political parties on that level. So every way they want, they can contact us and influence us. But unless you have voting rights, you're not directly deciding with it, but you can influence the thinking of the people who are deciding.
And there's Menes. It's an organization which asks the youth of Haarlemmermeer for their opinion. And now I see the Dutch youth looking at me, oh God, what is Menes? It's not well known, but there is an organization especially to see what opinions of our youth is. So,
there were government officials from Cebu City who came here to your city and learned so many things about urban planning and waste disposal. But what are the things and the ideas that you've gotten and learned during your visits in Cebu City that you applied here in your city?
Well, I'm one of the people who has to come to your city. I haven't been there before, but Els has and the mayor has. So what did you learn? What did you bring back to Haarlemmermeer?
What I brought back is the energy and the sense of community a lot of your people bring in. You still do take care of your own people, where in Holland we more or less live like individuals. You do have more sense of community than we have. And that's what I learned most from the visit that I had to your town.
Well, I completely agree on that. And what's very important in our opinion is that the friendly relations between Haarlemmermeer and Cebu must be, in the first place, good relations between the people of Cebu and the people of Haarlemmermeer. We don't want to have a relationship based on the administrators, the mayors and the city councillors to go over the different places. We think it's very important that it is a relationship between the people of Cebu and the people of Haarlemmermeer. And in that way, I've mentioned it before, I think, and I was quite impressed by the experience of our youth and the opportunity you gave them by going to Cebu and to build these houses, to do something in your area. They have, I'm convinced, and they've told me also, they have the experience of their lives. They come in a complete different world, just the way you are coming in another part of the world. And that's very important. To learn of each other how people are living in the Philippines and how people are living in the Netherlands. That's one of the important things I've learned also visiting Cebu. It was my first visit to an Asian country. And, well, knowing that things can be so different, but there are also things which are the same. The democratic way of the way we want to have our administration, the things we can learn from each other in the social living together. Well, these are things we can learn from each other.
Thank you very much. We have time for just one question. It's almost 6 o'clock, so you.
So the city of Haarlemmermeer already has progressed a lot. What were some of your problems that you've encountered and what were the solutions that you've done?
Can you stay another hour? Space is our biggest problem. We don't have enough of it. Secondly, water, of course, as the, well, but we, okay, we have dikes and dunes and all those things. We need more houses because we get more people. And third, I think, is the infrastructure, the roads. It's everyone has, in our country and in our city, most houses have two cars. And our city is not built for so many cars. We are a very spoiled people because we have two cars, sometimes three or four. My children are 18 and 20, and they both want to have a car. So in a few years, we have four cars in one house. And we don't have enough parking space for that because there's only 1.2 parking space per house in the area I live. So space is a big problem in our city as well. But we're making new plans. And I told my children they have to find money themselves because I'm not giving them a car. So it will take a few years, I think, before they have a car. So I want to thank you very much for your attention, for being here. You can go outside and have something to drink. We will accompany you, and you can ask us everything you want, and then you're off to a nice evening, I think. Thank you very much.